ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एवं हि लोकः क्रतुभिः कृतः अमि सयिष्णवः क्षतिशयः न निर्मलः तस्मात् अदृष्टश्रुत्वा दूषणां परं भक्त्या उत्तया ईशां भजत आत्मलब्धदये एवं हि लोका क्रतुभिः कृता अमे एवं हि लोकः क्रतुभिः कृता अमे शायेष्णवासातिशयना निर्मलः तस्मादृष्टा श्रुता दूषणं परम् भक्त्योक्तये सम्भजतात्मलब्धये एवं similarly as earthly wealth and possession. Is that translation? He, indeed, lokaha, higher planetary system, like heaven, the moon, the sun, and Brahmaloka, kratubihi, by performing great sacrifices, kritaha, achieved, ami, all those kshayishnavaha, perishable, impermanent, satishayaha, although more comfortable and pleasing, na, not, nirmalaha, pure, free from disturbances, tasmat, therefore, adrishtasruta, never seen or heard, dusanam, whose fault, param, the supreme, bhaktya, with great devotional love, uttaya, as described in the Vedic literature, not mixed with jnana or karma, isam, the supreme lord, bhajata, worship, atmalabdaye, for self-realization. Translation, it is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure nirmalam, or free from the taints of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scriptures. Please repeat. It is learned from the Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planet is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth. The heavenly planets are not pure, nirmalam, or free from the taints of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scriptures. Purport by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kshine Punya Martya Lokam Vishanti. Even if one is promoted to the higher planetary system by performing great sacrifices, which are accompanied by these sinful acts of sacrificing animals, the standard of happiness in Swargaloka is also not free from of disturbances. There is a similar struggle for existence even for the king of heaven, Indra. Thus, there is no practical benefit in promoting oneself to the heavenly planets. Indeed, from the heavenly planets, one must return to this earth after one has exhausted the results of his past activities. In the Vedas, it is said, Tadyatena karma jito loka kshyate evam mudra. Punya jito loka kshyata. As the material positions we acquire here by hard work are vanquished in due course of time, one's residence in the heavenly planet is also eventually vanquished according to one's activities of piety in different degrees. One obtain different standards of life, but none of them are permanent, and therefore they are all impure. Consequently, one should not endeavor to be promoted to the higher planetary system, only to return to this earth or descend still lower to the Hellish planet. To stop this cycle of going up and coming down, one must take to Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. The living entity is rotating in the cycle of birth and death, going sometimes to the higher planets and sometimes to the lower planets. But it is not the solution to the problems of life. But if by the grace of Krishna one is fortunate enough to meet a guru, a representative of Krishna, one gets a clue to returning home back to Godhead, having achieved self-realization. This is what is actually desirable. Bhajatama labhyate, one must take to Krishna consciousness for self-realization. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to express my heartfelt joy coming to Punjabi Bhag, and also my thankful or grateful to all the devotees here. Rohini Priya, isn't it? Rukmini Priya. Thank you so much. And also our good friend from, you're from Rohini, yes. Double presidents. And the all wonderful devotees, I'm so inspired to be here because beautiful atmosphere here, because of so many wonderful, beautiful devotees. And it's my first visit. So, this is the continuation of the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to the schoolmates, and his preaching to his schoolmates. Although Prahlad Maharaj was also born from the Daityas family, demons. His father was a demon, a great demon. But he is teaching Krishna consciousness to his schoolmates. Previously, you were studying that this material world is a world of suffering. It's a place of suffering, birth, death, old age, and disease. Now he's saying that even if one trying to go to the heavenly planets, which is also hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth. It's true, it's comfortable, 1,000 times. If you see, what is the word comfort means? We heard the word comfort. Car is comfortable, the house is comfortable, the seat is comfortable. What is the meaning of comfort? For example, if we tell you to sit down on a very rough stone, you know, cross leg, very rough chippings and macadams there, how would you feel? Definitely uncomfortable. That's true. But then if I come and give you a very nice cushion, very spongy, very, how would you feel? Comfortable, very comfortable. So what is the difference? Huh? Pleasure. Unnecessary. Different feeling, yes. Why different feelings? Comfort means diminution of pain. It was painful when you were sitting previously. Now it is comfortable. So comfort means diminution of pain. But it is not pleasure. It is not bliss. Bliss is different. It is comfort means the diminution of pain. Just pain is diminished. That's what people are doing nowadays, trying to fight pain, diminish the pain. You know, not really trying to become happy or to achieve bliss. So comfort means diminution of pain is diminished, that's all. And Prabhupada gave the example of you know, long time when they catch the thieves. They put them in a jail, and to bring them to court, they would also, for them to tell the truth, they would dump the head in the water. You know, like drums of water. And then he will have to speak the truth. So then, when he's suffocating, he's relieved by letting him out for only a few seconds, 1 second. And that 1 second for him is a big relief. It's bliss for him. You know, it's 1 second coming out from the water, head is out of water, that's 1-2 seconds, that's a big relief, and that is happiness. And this is what kind of happiness people are searching in this world. Prahlad Maharaj explained also in one of his prayers, he said that one should not. It because it works in a different way. For example, if one wants to be free in life, if one wants to be free, then one has to give up freedom. Get it? If you want to be free, one has to give up freedom. So if one wants to be happy, similarly one has to give up happiness. Yes, because the moment you look for happiness, that's the time misery starts. The moment that you look for happiness, and that's the time misery starts. Because it's two sides of the same coin. It is, if we get a coin, you can't get only one side, the tail or the head. You get both. So you don't get happiness without suffering. It will come. Because two sides are the same coins. It's called dwanda, no? Duality. If you have birth, then there must be death. Inside, outside, up and down, black and white, day and night, boys and girls, love and, you know, sometimes the boys, they love each other, boys, girl, I love you. After 1 year, they fight, conflict, I hate you, I don't want to see you. So that same love has become hate. That's the duality of this material world. And freedom, I was saying, if one wants to be free, one needs to give up freedom. Then one will be free. For example, if there is, we have the, you know, when you drive on the road, you're driving, or somebody doesn't want to follow the rules of the government law. He said, I don't want to follow any rules, no anything, no dharma, no rules. And then he start killing people, stealing, doing so many abominable activities. And what will happen to him? He will be put in jail. Then his freedom will be taken away. Isn't it? His freedom will be taken away. But if one follows the rules of the government nicely, what will happen to him? He'll be free to go anywhere and everywhere. He's free. That is freedom. By surrendering, one becomes free. By just want to be free, and one is not free. One is caught. One is get entangled in material life. Just like Narakmuni, you know, Narakmuni is traveling all over the universe. And he doesn't need visa, he doesn't need passport, he doesn't need luggage, nothing. It is Narayan, Narayan. He's a very free man. Mukta Jivan. You know, because he surrendered soul. So it works the other way. So similarly, if one wants to be happy in this world, then one has to give up happiness. The moment you're searching for happiness, then misery starts. So Prahlada Maharaj also explained that in this world, people trying to find so many solutions to the problems. But the problem is that solution is more dangerous than the problem itself. Prahlada Maharaj said that. He said, you're trying to find some solution in life, but the solution itself is more dangerous. For example, you have, now we have cars, okay? We used to have bullock carts before, in India, bullock carts. And scientists are thinking this bullock cart is too lazy, you know? So they're trying to find solution. What is the solution? Motor cars. Now we have motor cars solving the problems of time and so many heavy duty work. So is it solving a problem? This problem has been solved, but the problem has been moved from this place to that side. You know, you're carrying a bunch of wood, ladies carrying wood. When this is painting, then they shift it to that side. That has been relieved. But the weight still on that side. Now we have cars. But what creating so many other problems? First, pollution everywhere. You never had pollution when you had bullock cart. It was purification, cow dung everywhere. You know, ecological benefit. And what else? Traffic jam and accident. You know how many people die every year? According to statistic, big amount of people, number of people die every year. Have you heard of accident with bullock cart? Never heard, isn't it? No accident, no death, nothing.
You know?
So, but people are blind because they are thinking life is comfortable. Yes, the car is very comfortable. This is blinded with the comfort. We have nice house, nice building, nice cars, and they don't mind about the death rates that is taking place yearly due to accidents. But the problem has not been solved. It's increasing more, you know, according to it's called the paradox. Now we have more money, but less time. No? Taller building, people have short character, they say. Fancy houses, but broken homes. Isn't it? Fancy houses, but broken homes. Days of two income, husbands and wives are working, but more divorce. So, and this verse Prabhupada explaining that in the purport that going to Swarga, and even going to Swarga, which is actually, although it is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than on earth, but still there is also Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. To solve the problems of life. What is the main problems of life? So Prabhupada said once, he said, the problem in this world is that people, they don't know what is a real problem. That's the problem. They don't know what is it. How can they solve it if they don't know what is the real problem? They think that the real problem is roti, kapra, makan. That's not the problem. The animals are eating. The elephants are eating daily. And they don't have kitchen. They don't have factory. They don't have shopping centers. But they are living. You know, Prabhupada said, the problem is that people don't know what is the real problem. That's the problem. Gita explained the real problem is Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Jaranam, Maranam, Mukshaya, Te Brahma, Tat, Vidu, Krishnam. One is conscious and intelligent who solves the problems of birth and death. That's a real problem. That needs to be solved. Roti Kapra Makan, that's not the real problem. You know? People are thinking that's the problem. And we see with the consequences, we can see that human, they suffer more than the animal. Although, despite human having the intelligence much more developed than the animals, and we suffer more than the animals. If you see one example, insomnia, you know insomnia? Sleeping, disease, cannot sleep at night. Who suffers from insomnia? Animals or human? The human being, animals sleeping nicely outside. In America, 80% of the high-class businessmen, 80% according to statistic, they have to take sleeping tablets, sleeping pills. 80%. In India, I was seeing people sleeping nicely on the road up to 8-10 o'clock. By side of the road, you know. So who is rich and who is poor? That's a relative concept, isn't it? He's having money, but he has to take sleeping pills. And now, who suffer from starvation? Human or animal? Human beings. Stress. You don't see animals suffering from stress. It is. Or sometime somebody gets frustrated thinking the animal don't do that, or frustrated, I want to go and commit suicide. Happening with the animal? Then commit suicide? No, it's just human being. Oh, boys and girls loving each other and then they separate and heart is broken. Is this happening with the animal? Only human being. So despite having the most developed intelligence, consciousness, but still a human being, we suffer more than the animal. So that's a condition of this material world. But now, even going to heaven, life is more comfortable, but there also, there is Janma Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. One time, was Hiranyakashipu asking benediction from Lord Brahma, said, please give me benediction, eternal life. Brahmaji said, I myself am not eternal, it's temporary. If Brahmaji himself is not eternal, so how can he offer benediction? So that's why the Acharya explained that tulayame lavenapi na sorgam na punar bhavam bhagavati sange sangasya. Tulayame means tulayam, cannot be compared. Even a moment of association with a devotee cannot be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets. Bhagavati sange sangasya, the association cannot be compared to the achievement of the heavenly planet. It's nothing. There's no comparison. You know? Sometimes if you have two things, it can be compared. Yes, you can say it can be compared. But this one, there's no comparison. Cannot be compared with moment of association with pure devotee. And what to speak? And this is heavenly planet. And the verse explained what to speak of the material benediction. Cannot be compared. So, Prahlad Maharaj also, when Nashikadeva asked him, you can ask me any benediction. Whatever benediction you ask me, I'll give you. And Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't want any benediction. But then he said, if ever you want to give me benediction, give me the benediction that my heart become free from lust. That's what he asked. That's the only benediction Prahlad Maharaj asked. Yadi dashashime kaman varantam varadashava kamanam ridi ridai asamroham. Ridai, free from heart, lust. My heart become free from lust. This sloka, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, once he mentioned, he said, these types of prayer, everyone should make this prayer. Everybody, you know, this prayer. Of course, people outside are asking for material benediction. Sukshampati kar ave kashtamite tanka. You know. But here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, in one of the prayer, he said, if ever you want to give me benediction, my Lord, please give me the benediction that my heart become free from lust. So that's why this world is compared to a place of suffering, whether it's repeated birth and death. Comparison is given like an ocean of suffering or a forest fire. When the forest catches fire, nobody can extinguish it. Only the only way it can be extinguished by the shower of rain. So that shower of rain is compared to the mercy of the spiritual master. It burns like fire, this world. Material life is like this, burning like fire. That's why the Prabhupada is quoting the verse, Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhaktilata beach. We are wandering from highest planet down to the horizontally, from the highest planet to the lowest planet, and vertically 84 lakhs species. Horizontally and vertically 84 lakhs species of life. We're wandering from this life to the next. Guru means cutting. So when one comes, chants Kari Guru, Guru means cutting, repetition of birth and death. Guru also means opening the eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, the darkened eyes. Opening the darkened eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Guru also extinguishes the fire of conditional life. Because Guru is empowered. We say Sri Guru, isn't it? Why do we say Sri Guru? Because Guru is also empowered by Srimati Radharani. And not only that, also by Balaramji. Guru is Balaram Tattva. Sri is Radharani. Both Radharani and Balaram. Of course, Radha and Balaram, they don't go together in Leela. But in Tattva, it's accepted. So Sri Guru, so Guru, stop the repetition of birth and death. That's the duty. And also chanting the holy name every day without the mercy of Guru would be just chanting syllables. You know, we are chanting the names, but without the mercy of Guru would be chanting what? Syllables only words. So that name become name when we get by the mercy of Guru. And then we get this Bhakti Lata Bija. That Bija is actually sown in the heart by Gurudev. And every day we have to water it. How? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then this creeper of Lata Bija grow into a creeper, that bija become a creeper, and then it goes. It pierces this material universe. The more you water it every day, it goes higher. And then it goes to Vaikuntha. Then they also pierces Vaikuntha as you go higher. You have to become a good gardener, of course. Watering. And then reaches Goloka Dham. What does it go? Take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And produces very wonderful fruits. Not mango, watermelon. And what types of fruits? Love of Krishna, Krishna Prema. You're here, but the creeper is going there. Reaching Krishna's lotus feet and produces nice and beautiful fruits in the form of Krishna Prem. So this is the how one can actually achieve Goloka Dham by going returning. Prabhupada is saying here. But if by the grace of Krishna one is fortunate enough to meet a guru, a representative of Krishna, one gets a clue to return home back to Godhead, achieving self-realization. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Dithai Gaur Pemanande.